Complaints tied to Austin's homeless population are growing.
2.5 weeks after new city rules were approved to decriminalize homelessness, some business owners say they're seeing even more problems.
With the buzz of his blades, Oscar Rivera can clean up any mess. But he'll say his customer's hairline isn't the area that needs the most help.
And sometimes you'll see people land right here, right on the ground, and when you come early in the morning, you have to tell them to get away.
His shop, Gallery 44, right off of 290 in Manchac, isn't the only business affected.
It's nothing against those people, but when you're trying to build an establishment, it's hard to go further and grow.
Just down the street, Straight Music has its own problems. VP Clint Strait has added locks to the bathrooms and dumpsters and told me he regularly finds needles in the parking lot.
Community leaders say this is an issue of accountability, and the people of Austin need to be willing to give out more resources if they want to see change.
It's hard to hold homeless people accountable for not throwing away their trash when they don't have receptacles to put them in. It's tough to hold people accountable when they're allowed to camp for using the bathroom in public places when they don't have a place to use the bathroom.
The bottom line, this is a complex issue which requires thoughtful solutions. And it's up to stakeholders, just like those businesses near the homeless camps, to provide their input.
One of the things that we can all do is work together to come to some sort of comprehensive solution.
Next month, Austin City Manager Spencer Kronk will make recommendations on how to better tweak the new rules. It's expected to include reasonable limitations on camping and potential changes to the sit and lie ordinance.
We wanted to get a sense of how big of a problem this is for people in Austin. Here's a look at the numbers from 311. Calls for service requests with the keyword homeless or transient show more than 2,700 calls so far this year. That's almost more than all of the calls from last year. But it's also important to note that the rate of homeless people is increasing in Austin. On the right, you'll see the point in time count from Echo. While the number of people living on the streets or in shelters has increased, that rate has been much more gradual compared to the number of complaints.